Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Where they from, see. Most all my stories is from the north. From the north part. Around, say, as far as back to the Rocky Mountains. The Rocky Mountains, in Navajo they call it Tetrak. See? That means the Rocky Mountains. In that Rocky Mountain area, there's a lot of stories about the Navajos. And from there on, it comes from this way. See, like these old ruins here, most of these old ruin people, they come from the south, down where the warm place is.
How far south would you say, Tom?
Well, it's way deep in New Mexico.
Way in Mexico?
Way in Mexico, along the coast, mostly.
Along the coast?
Uh-huh.
Sinaloa and...
Somewhere around there. Uh-huh. Well, it's a place where they call Donat Ahi. That means a land that's never been known, something like a lost land. That's the way it's called.
Is it still lost?
No. I don't think it's lost. I don't know, but I don't know where it is. That's what they say. They say that when they got back here to this part of the country, when they going back to the lost land over there, it used to take them pretty near 2 months to reach back where they started. And sometimes they talk about water. They have, maybe it was the time, maybe it was the time when they used to sail across or something like that. Or the land used to be a very narrow place. That's what they call Hatashintehi. Zil. Hatashintehi Zil means a narrow land. It means a land from North America to Mexico. Between there, you know, that the ocean is just pretty near together. And now I think they got it. Made that could come together, you know. That's what the American made, where they sail across.
Tom, Ration, this was on the Pacific Ocean, an area right near the Pacific Ocean.
Right near the Pacific Ocean, yeah. And during that time, see, a lot of these, all the songs that they sing in here, that's stories. I trace the story in the song. Same way the sand painting. If I go to some ceremony you're doing, if they have a great big sand painting, I start from the east side, and then I go around. Or then either I can take a picture of it, the sand painting that they made. And I ask the medicine man, what kind of a chant is this? So they tell me. And they tell me just where to start. See, when the one of the spirit stands up holding something in his hand, that's where it starts. That's where the stir starts on both hands and down to the bottom of the feet. The story, you have to trace it inch by inch. The meaning of all the paintings that they got in that sand painting. It's a story. Something like they might tell a story how people used to go about. Like they might have sickness here. It tells right in that sand painting. There's supposed to be, I think it was eight different kinds of sand painting that's stripped like this. Or that might mean a certain kind of a wind, like tornado came through, or they might meet the tornado. A lot of them kill off. That's the way the story goes on that sand painting. They only have the traces by the arm and by the wrist and by the different kinds of strips that hangs down. There's a meaning to it. There's a story. It tells a story. And those little lightning, what they call lightning travel, it's a little thing, just like red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue, you know, it's on. Sometimes it lays on under the foot. Sometimes it lays under the hand. That means when they have what they call flood times, you know, during the summertime they have a lot of rain. Sometimes they have a lot of grass. Sometimes the stocks are increasing or something like that. The stories that you go by all these sand paintings. It takes a long time to learn that. See, I learned it by the song of how words used to come about. There used to be word, different kinds of words that Navajo used to talk, like saying a snake. When you say a snake, you say, "Pitsistatitin." But today, the Navajo says, "Ish." That's the snake's name now. Long time ago, they used to call it "Pitsistatitin." And then she is called Otini. And today we call it Ba'adi. See? These words that came way back, I don't know how long ago. The words that has been said, how they used to be pronounced, different kinds, like our body, or rain, or a cloud. They used to be different names. But they're all forgotten now. All we know is by the songs that they sing. Like, there's a song, it sure took me a long time to trace it. It started with, It means rain is coming. The grass is coming up. It sounds just like the Laguna language. You know, the Laguna talks. When Laguna says, hello, he says, what's it? That's Laguna's word. It says, hello, what's it? And then if she says hello back to the person, he says, "Dwe." The song goes like that, see? That means that the Navajo, part of the Navajo used to be Laguna tribe. So we think that, and the way we found this out is from Laguna land, from Laguna people, the old people that are still using medicine herbs or different things like that. We talk to them, with them. And then that's the way we find our words, the songs that we use in the Navajo songs here. It came from Laguna. Part of the song came from Laguna. See, that means they call snakes back in those days like this, like the song goes. It's Istatitin, that snake. Laguna, it's Istatitin, that snake used to be, see, long time ago. But now it's different. That's the way I trace it on. And then finally, I went to a good story. A lot of those songs are stories, so that's the way I trace the story and tell you in English what happened. They used to kill deers they're mixed with a cactus, soap cactus, you know what they call for, to use you wash your hair with?
Soap?
Soap, yeah. Cactus weed, soap weed they call it.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and then it tells you on the story, it says they used to use cactus weed with a certain kinds of herbs to make poison to shoot deers with. To shoot any kind that are mean, like they might be shooting a monster.
A what?
Monster.
A monster?
Monster, yeah. They used to shoot with monster. That's why that's the way the story in the song goes, see? And I trace that, and that's the way I tell it on the tape recorder.
Tom, did they have different types of poisons for different types of animals?
Yeah, types of animals. Bigger they are, the different kind of poison comes in. Onto they boil it with mixed with different kinds of herbs, and they make poison out of it. I can make one anytime if I want to.
Okay.
If I see the herbs, I can mix them together.
Do these herbs grow in this area?
Yeah. What? Some of them are living in some of them are found in the mountains, on Mount Taylor. Some of those big mountains, like Zuni Mountain, we found some of them over there. So this is the way things came about. Some of them they used to shoot giants with. Big giant men, you know. There used to be a lot of them. But those giant men, the Navajo claims that there used to be a certain kinds of weed that used to grow long time before man's time.
What did this weed look like?
Well, I see one down here. They call it Hasetsahze. It's it grows between Cobero and Chief Arancho in that canyon there. I'll show you one sometime if we happen to go that way. I'll show you the weeds. And that's the weed that they used to eat long time ago. And that makes them grow. I don't know why, but what makes them grow that
way. Oh, these giants were just ordinary people at one time?
Yeah, one time we used to be ordinary people.
Then they ate the weeds?
And then they ate the weeds and then they start to grow big. And then finally they breed each other the way that when they grow. And then from there on they give birth to giants from there on. There used to be giant women too, a lot of them. During the time when this Pablo Bonito, old Rowan's time, there used to be giants wandering around here and there. And I can show you places where they used to eat kids, you know, little kids. They used to carry kids away, small boys and girls. Used to carry them away and eat them. And the people used to be afraid of them. And that's where the Laguna people connected with churches there. It's a story that goes together. Long time ago, this Laguna people and Acomo and some other Pueblos, they used to hate priests. They used to hate Catholic priests. They used to kill them off. They don't want them around. But when the giant comes around, they're always scared away. One time, there was a priest came to Laguna that was way around, say about 500 or 600 years ago. There was a Mexican priest came in from Mexico. And then they saw him coming. At the same time they saw the priest coming, at the same time they saw the giant. And they scared away, hide away under the rocks, or they I think they made a hole, or they went in there. And then the priest stayed there. And then finally, they were watching the priest. They were walking towards the giant. And they had their cross holding on their hand. And then pretty soon they said that the cross was starting to spark out, just like shining something away.
Rays?
Rays, yeah. Spark rays all over. And then finally the giant got blind on the cross. And the giant was blind out, and some of them, they died wandering away. And from here on, they was some of the giant was last seen. And there's where the Laguna people and all the other Pueblos, they like the Catholic. So most of the Catholic and the Pueblos are good friends from there on. From there on, they told the Catholic, come on, build your church right here and tell us some more stories about what you know. Because you chased the giant away.
Was there just one giant?
No. No, no. Two or three. Maybe 10, maybe 50. I don't know. A lot of giant used to be a long time ago. But they went away. And then that's the time Laguna here. Old Laguna where they have the village there. That's the time the Laguna and the priest got friends in September the 19th, during the month, about 500, 600 years ago. That's where they made friends. It was in September the 19th. From there on, they keep the date holy on the 19th of September. So they have to make feasts for the priest. And that was where they started friends with the preachers. And that's the way they have these ceremony in a certain month, the time when the giant were chased away and when the priests helped them to do all these things. That's the way some of this Pueblo tells me about. That's the way they make friends with the priests. From there on, it's Catholic all over. The same way with this Navajo, but the Navajos wasn't living like these other Pueblos. The Navajo used to live here and there, wandering around. Maybe they stay 10 days one place and 15 days another place, maybe 20 days, maybe 1 month, and they move here and there. That's where the Navajos claim that they got healthy.